Welcome to Faith and Freedom. We hope to inform, inspire, and encourage you to stand up for faith and freedom as we discuss victories and challenges in the courts, in public policy, and in the culture. Faith and Freedom is brought to you by Liberty Counsel, a litigation, education, and policy organization. Join us now as we address the latest cultural issues across America and around the world.
Liberty Counsel has appealed the remaining criminal charges against Sandra Mayer. We're going to be talking about this on Faith and Freedom. I'm Matt Staver, founder and chairman of Liberty Counsel. Joining me is Holly Mead.
You know, Matt, the good news is that we've already had two more dropped these charges.
So it started off as 15. Right. Then along the way, after the fact, the governor and his attorney general, particularly the attorney general, Xavier Becerra, who is pressing this case, added a number 16.
Right.
Right now we're down to 8. So we've gotten a number of them dismissed. We're down to 8 charges. So where we are in California, before we ever have this thing go to trial, we have another opportunity to appeal this, and we did. And we appealed the remaining 8 counts and asking for the remaining 8 to be dismissed. So that's, in fact, what we are doing now. We filed a massive brief, 71-page brief, that contains 2,600 pages of appendix.
Wow. So, how do you do that?
It was quite a task. And our team, some of our legal team, were up until 3 in the morning to get this filed in the court. So that is pending, and we're asking for the remaining 8 counts to be dismissed as well. So pray for that, because we have really, really strong arguments. We've always had strong arguments from the very beginning.
Yeah, the bottom line is that Sandra Merritt and David DeLayden never broke any laws. They never went against the recording law in California.
No, that's true. And in fact, you know, there's no intentionality. In criminal law, you have to have an intent.
Right.
You know, in civil law, you don't need that. It's a different standard. Depends upon what it is. But in criminal law, you have to have an intent. It has to be shown beyond a reasonable doubt that you had an intent, criminal intent. You violated a law that was a criminal sanction. And in California, there's several things that they did. They consulted legal counsel, multiple legal counsel, ahead of time. They consulted them before they ever did the first recording to understand what the legalities are. You don't do that if you're trying to do something intentionally to intentionally violate a criminal statute.
Right. They weren't haphazard about it at all. And of course, they recorded all the videos in public places.
Yeah. And so what they found with multiple legal counsel, we were not part of that counsel, we're representing Sandra, but they actually reached out to other experienced attorneys and organizations, law firms, and they got the same legal response, the same legal counsel. And that is this. In California, there are exceptions to the recording laws. One, and it's all really divulged around or centers around whether or not the recording is confidential.
Mm-hmm.
And the statute says that if the recording is done in a place where someone can overhear it, in public places, then, in fact, it is not confidential. So all the recordings were done in very public places.
Yeah, they're done in restaurants, in these abortion conventions, so people could
even
hear.
Even an elevator.
Yeah, an elevator.
One of them was
even
in an elevator with other people joining in the elevator that are not part of the conversation, and the conversation just still goes on.
Right, so there wasn't anything confidential about any of these.
And the people never thought that they were confidential.
Right.
And after the case began, they indicated they didn't think that they were confidential. So they did them in very public places. They actually were asked sometimes, would you like to come to my office? And they'd say, no, let's meet at this convention. Let's meet in this restaurant, very high trafficked place. Mm-hmm. So they did not go to anybody's private office to do this or any place that would be private. All of them were public. Secondly, they learned that the law says in California, it's also an exception, that if you think that the person being recorded is engaging in some kind of illegal conduct, you have a reasonable basis for that, then you can do the recording. It's a public service.
Right. Of course, we're talking about the illegal trafficking of aborted baby body parts here.
Yeah. And so on that particular issue,
illegal,
they spent a significant amount of time to research what was happening with the harvesting and the sale and the trafficking of these aborted baby body parts. And so they learned that they were talking to people where they were outside these abortion clinics, and these express delivery trucks would come on a regular basis, and they would be having these packages, these containers like coolers, taken into those, and they would be shipped off. They found out that those were aborted baby body parts. They talked to an expert who is an expert stem cell research scientist who works at Stanford University, and they spoke to her before they did any of this. And that particular person works on mice, doesn't work on human stem cells, but works on mice, does experiments on mice. That person said one day in the facility, the research lab, a package was delivered, and when it was opened up, there was a baby beating heart, still beating, and it was being kept beating, and she was shocked. Somebody else, in one of her colleagues, was doing research on human tissue, mm-hmm, and had actually ordered that particular heart from one of the organ procurement companies that then went out and procured that organ from an abortion clinic.
And that means it was taken from a live baby.
And that's what she said. So that's how they went about this. And before they did the very first recording, they did research on the law. They did research on whether Planned Parenthood was engaging in illegal activity. And you know what? Guess what? After this became known because of the videos, a local prosecutor in California, not the attorney general of the state, but a local prosecutor in California, filed suit against Stem Express and these other organ procurement companies for engaging in what? Illegal trafficking of baby body parts. And they were fined significant amounts. Stem Express was able to weather that fine. Some of the others ultimately went under because they were hit by these large fines for engaging in this illegal activity. So all of that turned out to be true.
Right.
And they did their investigation. And then what happened is Kamala Harris, who was then the attorney general.
That was back in 2015.
Yeah.
When the videos first started coming out.
She has been a very strong supporter of Planned Parenthood.
In fact, she received over $81,000 in campaign donations from abortion organizations that same year.
Yeah. So 2015, you have these videos come out. She receives $81,215 in campaign contributions. She is the Attorney General of California. She later, as you know, became Senator Kamala Harris. And she's the one who initiated this criminal investigation.
Right. They have got her in their pockets.
Yeah.
And she had a meeting with six of the Planned Parenthood executives the next year in Las Vegas. 2 weeks later, she ordered a search warrant of David DeLeiden's home, wanting unreleased videos and documents. They seized his laptop, multiple hard drives. They almost tried to take his phone, I think, when he was calling a lawyer the same time. It was just unbelievable.
Yeah, it's unbelievable. And so what she did was she worked with the so-called investigator, and came out during one of our cross-examinations of him. And he said he had never fully watched the videos in question or the undercover videos he obtained via the search warrant. Instead, he just fast-forwarded through the videos, not stopping to watch conversations, but only identifying the faces of people, and he just relied upon what these people said. One of them said, well, the recording was confidential, but he didn't ask, where was the recording? Well, it was done in an elevator. Were other people present? Yes. That's not confidential. People that are not part of the conversation? Correct. That's not confidential. So what you have here is this bogus search warrant that was initiated by Kamala Harris, then Attorney General, and then continued by her predecessor when she became U.S. Senator, Xavier Becerra.
Who's also received money from Planned Parenthood.
And actually is pictured at a press conference with mm-hmm. a sign behind him that says, I stand with Planned Parenthood mm-hmm. regarding this particular case.
Exactly.
And so then he brought the 15 charges, and that's where we are in criminal a court defending her. She could go to jail if she ultimately loses. She didn't do anything wrong. And so this has been a very long, drawn-out case. Pray for the case. Pray for Sandra and David. And also, we're involved in defending her in a multimillion-dollar lawsuit brought by Planned Parenthood in civil court. Go to Liberty Counsel's website, lc.org. Pray for our ministry. Stand with us financially, lc.org. You can go to the donate page, but you can also subscribe to our free emails on the subscribe button to learn about faith, freedom, and the sanctity of human life across the country.
You've been listening to Faith and Freedom, brought to you by Liberty Counsel. We hope that we have motivated you to stand up for your faith, family, and freedom. Get informed and get involved today. Visit Liberty Counsel's website at lc.org. Call us at 407-875-1776. The website again, lc.org.